GoldWave is a sound editing program. It's a shareware program which costs, I think, by last calculation in Canadian money, it's about $30 or $40, so you can't beat it in terms of price. It's not officially supported by Windows 98, but it will run under Windows 98 for those of you who have it, and I did until about 3 months ago when I got a new computer, but that's another story. It runs under 2000 XP. Let's see, this is not the latest version because I never keep up with the latest version, but it works just fine. There are JAWS scripts and WindowEye set files for it, which you don't need but are nice to have, and I'm running the WindowEye set files today. I'm running WindowEye 5.0 here. There's a little thing called lame-eng.dll, which is a little file that you have to install either in the GoldWave directory or in your Windows system directory, which will allow you to open MP3s and save files in MP3 format in GoldWave. L-A-M-E.
What versions of JAWS and or WindowEye will the scripts and set files work for?
The set files will work up to version 5.5. for WindowEye, and I think the scripts, and Jeffrey can verify this, I think they will work under JAWS 7, won't they, Jeffrey?
Yeah.
And when we install GoldWave and it says there's newer versions available, is that a problem?
No, not a problem. What you're going to have to do once you install it is you're just going to, if you want to register it, you have to go to the website and just pay for it, and what they'll do is they will email you a key, which you then install, a username and password, which you then install, which unlocks your version totally so you don't get any more nag messages. What I thought I would do, first of all, is just quickly go through GoldWave's menus just to give an idea of people of what the different menus look like.
Is there any trick to installing it?
There's no trick to install it. It's a basic install. It'll ask you when you install it whether you want a shortcut on your desktop, an icon in the start menu. That's about it.
Took less than 2 minutes.
Oh, you do need, though, with version 5, DirectX 8, which is a Microsoft program that's used in a lot of gaming. It's for audio. It's a Microsoft. It's a plugin. It's downloadable, available from Microsoft's website.
And there's 8 or higher, I guess.
Right? Yes, and there's a link on the GoldWave site.
Part of the natural updates if you're keeping up on patches, etc., in Windows itself.
Well, I have XP on my machine, and I didn't have to install it.
If you have a current XP, it's probably already on it.
When
you install GoldWave, will it look for it, let you know if it's not?
Yes, it will tell you if it's not there. Yeah.
And it doesn't matter which order you put them in?
No, if you install GoldWave and it's not there, it'll tell you, you know, you need this, and you can go grab it and install it. It doesn't matter the order. Once you register GoldWave, all and any upgrades are free. So, I mean, I registered back at 5.0, and, you know, it's now up to, like, 5.12 or 5.13. It's worth the $30 or $40. GoldWave also supports audio plugins. So if you have competing programs like SoundForge, which is another program that a lot of people use, you can use the SoundForge plugins in GoldWave. They're just different audio effects and so on and so forth. Or you'll use third-party effects. But the GoldWave built-in effects are pretty good. So let's go to GoldWave now. Let's go to the...
GoldWave.
So I'm now in GoldWave, and we're just going to go through the menus, and I'll explain just a few things, and then I will show you some things. Once you've installed it, some settings that you want to change in order to make GoldWave actually work a little bit better for you. If we hit my Alt key...
Restore are disabled.
And my right arrow...
Menu closed. New. And Control Plus and Dialog.
We're now in the File menu. These are standard hotkeys for Control N, for example, creates a new file. If I'm arrowing down here.
Open. O Control Plus O Dialog.
So these are open a file. These are all standard Windows hotkeys. Control N, Control O.
Close C, Control Plus F4 disabled.
Close.
Information. A dialog disabled.
Information. This is where if you were creating a recording, say, a podcast, and using GoldWave to do that, this is where you would put in all the file information that you would need to put into that MP3 file in terms of artist and so on and so forth.
Save as Control Plus S disabled.
Save, that's pretty... Now, we've got no file open, so that's why save is disabled here.
Save as. Save. A dialog disabled.
Save as... No, this is not a laptop. This is a desktop.
Save selection as. V-dialog disabled. Batch processing.
Batch processing. This is a wonderful operation. Let's say you're doing a big project, a recording project, and you've got 10 files, and you want to make them all the same volume, or you want to add reverb to all of them, or you want to convert them all to MP3s, or whatever the case may be. You can do that all under batch processing and have them all done at one time.
Exit plus F4.
Exit. So that's our that's your file menu. If we go over right arrow over to the edit menu.
Menu closed. Undo U control plus Z disabled.
Undo. This is a wonderful feature in GoldWave. If you do a process on a file, let's say you're editing a file and you make a delete, and you don't like the way it sounds, you can undo it. But the great thing about GoldWave is you can have multiple undos. So you can undo the last 50 operations that you did, if you want. Now, I usually don't do that because I can't keep track of the last 5 operations that I did.
Electrum among the previous 50. You know, so
no, it'll do it in the most recent to the to the earliest.
Does the undo indicate what kind of operation you'll be undoing?
No. Well, that's why you have to keep track of.
Unlike Word, where it tells you.
Right, you're undoing formatting, or you're undoing something. Right, exactly. So that's why I don't advise.
Undo the last operation probably as far as you're going.
Yes. All right, I'm arrowing down here.
Radar control plus Y disabled.
There's also a redo. So if you do an undo and you decide you want to get it back, you can do that just to confuse you even more.
Cut T control plus X disabled.
Cut. This is you want to cut something to the clipboard. These are very similar, you'll notice, to the Windows. Some of them are very similar to the Windows keys, the standard Windows keys, say, in Word, for example.
Copy C, control plus C disabled.
Copy. Now, all these are disabled because we don't have a file open at this point.
Copy 2, Y dialog disabled.
Copy 2, you can copy something to another file.
Paste P, control plus V disabled.
Paste, you can paste something in, and there's a whole bunch
paste
of these.
Paste and S pull down.
Now, there's another paste menu here. Which I'll just go into. That's a pull down.
Beginning V control plus V disabled.
These are all different places you can paste in a file, and pasting in is just adding a file into a particular point in the file that you're in. So if you want to, it's not mixing; it's actually pasting. So, for example, paste at the beginning.
Finish marker F control plus F disabled.
Paste at the finish marker.
End E control plus E disabled.
End at the end of the file.
Beginning B control plus B disabled.
At the beginning, so on and so forth. Beginning a file is actually the beginning of the file, and the ending of the file is actually the end of the file.
Now, when you say that you can paste a file within the file,
mm-hmm.
could you think of that as a subfile or is it just simply a file within a larger file?
No, it would be if you wanted to join two files together.
Uh-huh.
That's where you would use the paste.
I see.
The paste command. Keep going down here.
Paste new mix. M control plus
mix.
And dialog disabled.
Now mix is actually mixing two files together. So let's say you've got a voice track and you want to mix music in with it in the background. That's what mixing is. So that's different than pasting because you're actually combining the two sounds so they'll both actually play together at the same time.
Crossfade. F dialog disabled.
Crossfade. If you're doing particularly music production, you want to have one song fade out and another song fade in.
Your normal text copy and paste is an insert, correct? Without overriding anything.
Right. All right, let's see here.
Replace L control plus R disabled.
Replace, we'll demonstrate that.
Delete D disabled.
Delete, that's self-explanatory. Be very careful with delete, although with undo, you can undo deletes. So.
Trim control plus T disabled.
Trim, beautiful feature. If you've got a file and you've got noise outside that you want to trim that's from the beginning end of the file, that's where you'd use the trim command.
Mute D disabled.
Mute, if you want to just basically replace part of a file with silence, that's what mute is for.
Insert silence. A dialog disabled.
And insert silence will actually insert silence. So 2 seconds of silence, 5 minutes of silence, however long you want.
File edit E pulldown.
I'm right arrowing here.
Effects E pulldown.
Effects. This is the fun.
Doppler.
Doppler. Does anyone know what the Doppler effect is? Yes. Exactly. These sound waves.
Dynamics. Y dialog disabled.
Dynamics, that's loudness and softness.
Echo. E dialog disabled.
Echo, that's self-explanatory.
Compressor slash expander. X dialog disabled.
Compressor expander. In GoldWave, this is okay. There are other programs where actually this works a little bit better, but I'm not crazy about this effect in GoldWave, but if you want to make certain parts of a file softer or louder.
Filter F pulldown.
Filter, this is wonderful. You can set low pass, high pass, notch, band pass. For audio people, it's a blast.
Cleans up the sound.
Cleans up the sound. Cleans up the hiss or rumble or noise reduction. GoldWave has built-in noise reduction. If you've got a a fan in the background that you're trying to get rid of?
Can you use that if you're trying to sort of refurbish like an old album?
You mean audio restoration? Yes. Yes, yes. In fact, we may do a whole session on audio restoration because it's so much fun.
Old 78s would be great.
Old 78s would be excellent, Neilia.
Flanger. G-dialogue disabled. Interpolate L disabled.
Interpolate, this is for getting rid of very, very small pops and clicks.
Invert I disabled.
Invert.
Mechanized.
Mechanized.
Disabled.
The other thing that's neat in here is there's a reverse function where you can actually make a file go backwards if you want to hear the latest Beatles tune.
Another thing you can do is
sometimes there's music where there's some backward music or backward words, and you can isolate them and reverse them and hear what they actually say.
Correct. There's a feature where you can speed up or slow down files, and it actually has built-in speech compression, so you can do what the NLS tape recorders do and what the APH machines do. So if you've got an audio file that you want to speed up the rate but keep the pitch the same.
Pitch control.
Yes, you can do that in GoldWave.
Menu closed. All shift plus are disabled.
All right. This is the marker menu, which I'm going to get into when we get into editing. Let me see what other menus we've got here.
Menu closed. CD reader. Power dialog.
In the tools menu, there's a CD reading feature of GoldWave. You can actually, and if we have time to demo this later, we will. But you can actually rip, what's called ripping, where you can take songs off a CD and transfer them digitally to your computer. And then you can convert them later to MP3s. So if you've got, favorite songs that you want to take around with you or put on your computer to be able to play in your computer, you can do that with GoldWave.
On the new top of iPod.
Yes.
Can you create a file where, if you want to take more than one song or a couple different songs from different CDs?
Yes. Oh, yes. You can do... You can
almost like make a CD.
You can... Exactly. You can copy individual tracks from each CD. And then you can make a playlist on your computer and play them on your computer. Or if you've got an MP3 player that will that you can hook up to your computer, you can download them that way. There are other programs that do the same thing, which do things like we'll put them all into separate directories and so forth. GoldWave doesn't do that, but its CD ripping feature is pretty good. You can, depending on the speed of your CD burner, you can take a whole 70-minute CD in about 4 minutes, transfer it from the CD to your computer. So it's pretty fast.
So I could do it from the E drive to... This GoldWave would be installed in the C.
By default, it installs into C program slash GoldWave. You could take it from the E drive and install it there. So we're still in the tools menu.
Control. Cue points. Disabled.
Cue points. Let's say you record an interview with somebody, and you're playing the file back, and there are certain parts of the interview that you want to take note of. You can set what are called cue points in your file, which are basically markers. Once you've set those, you can jump very quickly. You can jump very quickly back to that part in the file if you're transcribing it or whatever the case may be. And those will be saved in... they're not saved in all formats. They're saved if you save the file as a WAV file and a couple other formats. I don't think MP3s will save cue points. Does everyone know what a WAV file is? MP3 is a compressed file format. WAV is basically the standard uncompressed audio format that GoldWave records in by default. And I can show you how to record. I can't record today because I forgot to bring a microphone with me. Let's see if there's anything else in this menu.
Effect chain editor. See dialogue disabled.
Effect chain editor. This is pretty advanced, but basically you can take some of the effects that I showed you in the effects menu and set them to all work together. So you can have something echoing at the same time. Exactly.
Expression evaluator. E-dialogue
expression
disabled.
Evaluator. This is funky. This has kind of pre-generated sounds in it. So things like if you're looking for a phone touch tone, it's got all those in it. It's got all different little funky...
WAV files.
Well, actually it's not WAV files. You create the WAV files, but it's actually the code to create them.
File merger. Amp dialogue.
File merger. I've never even actually used that, I have to say. See, there's stuff in this program I haven't even used.
CD reader.
We're under tools, and then we'll go over now to...
Menu closed. File edit, effects, CPU, tool, input, options, or pull down.
Options.
Color. CD dialogue.
Color. I don't even worry about this. This is for changing your colors.
You mean sound colors or...
No. In Windows, the visual effects.
Control properties. PF11 dialogue.
Control properties. We will get into that in a second. I don't usually go in through this menu. I go in, there's a shortcut key which I use, so we'll go into that in a second.
File formats. F dialog.
File formats. These are all the file formats that GoldWave will either save in or open. It opens quite a bit. It'll open MP3s. It'll save in WAVE. It'll save in Ogg Vorbis, which is a new kind of compressed format, which everyone was kind of raving about a couple months ago, and now you don't hear as much about it. Let me go down here.
Plugnation G pull-down.
Plugin. This is what I talked about before. GoldWave actually sells some add-on plugins that you can buy, but you really don't need them for most operations.
Storage. S-Dialog.
Storage. We'll get into that in a second.
Toolbar. T-Dialog.
Toolbar. I don't even worry about these. These are changing the look of the toolbars, but with the scripts and the set files, it works pretty well.
Window. W-Dialog.
Window. This is for changing whether you want the windows on top. In GoldWave, you want to have the windows, sound windows and main window maximized to get the best effect from the scripts and from the set files.
Register. Our dialog.
We all know what that is. Register.
What features that we've seen are disabled in the demo version, unregistered version?
Nothing.
Other than because it's a good thing to do in order to promote.
Because you'll only be able to do like 5,000 keystrokes, and then you'll get a nag message, and you'll have to save your work and reopen the program again. And the price of GoldWave is more than reasonable, I think, for what it does. I'm going to skip ahead here, and I want to go through into configuring GoldWave to set up. I'm now out of the menu, so I'm going to hit the F11 key, which is going to bring us into that control dialog.
Device controls.
Device controls.
Control properties. Play.
Now, let me describe this. You've got five tabs along the top, and we're going to go through these because there are some things that I want to configure. We're now in the play tab, and to get from tab to tab, you can do a right arrow, but what I'm going to do now is we're in the play tab, and I'm going to down arrow, and I'll explain some of these things to you as we go along here.
Green play G, selection, radio button, checked.
Green play. GoldWave has two play buttons. F4 will play a file, and Shift F4. Now, the reason they have two play buttons is because you can set them up to play different parts of the file. So, for example, you can set it up so that one of the play buttons will play whatever you have highlighted in GoldWave, and you can set up the other one to play whatever outside the highlight. I usually set them to the same setting because I just find it less confusing.
Green play G. Loop. Checkbox. Unchecked.
Loop. For those of you who are into music and want to create like little sound loops, let's say you need a 5-second piece of music that'll keep repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating. This is where you can go to set that up. I leave it unchecked.
Green play G. 10. Edit box.
And that edit box just refers to the loop that I mentioned before. You want to loop once, twice, 10 times, 20 times.
Yellow play Y. Selection. Radio button. Checked.
Okay, this is the yellow play. This is now under selection, and that's where I'm going to leave it because I think the green play was under selection too. So we will leave those.
Yellow play Y. Blue. Yellow play Y.
Yellow play is just the other play button that you can use to change. I'll go through these to show people.
Yellow play Y. Selection. Radio button. Checked.
Okay, I'm going to now up arrow.
Yellow play Y. All. Radio button.
All.
Checked.
If you've got this set to all and you're using the yellow play button, which is Shift F4, it will play the entire file. So that's what that means.
Yellow play Y. View to end. Radio button.
View to
checked.
View to end. This is using the view menu that I talked about before. I don't even bother with this. Wait, there's some more of these. I've got to go down here.
Yellow play Y. Selection. Yellow play Y. Unselected.
Unselected.
Radio button. Checked.
This is what I talked about before. This is playing anything outside of the markers. I'll get to that in a second because to understand this, we have to explain how some of GoldWave works here.
Yellow play Y. View. Radio button. Check.
All right, let me go back. Let me keep tabbing
taps,
down here.
Taps off. Yellow play Y. Fast. F.
All right.
2.00.
Fast edit forward box. And rewind. GoldWave is like a tape recorder. It's got fast forward and rewind buttons. And the nice thing is you can set the speed of the fast forward and rewind. The fast forward is set to 2.0, and we'll leave that there. It's if I tab down to
rewind. R, 1.00.
I like
box.
That. This is rewind. This is set to 1.0. And I actually like my rewind a little bit slow. When I'm editing in GoldWave, I like to a lot of times use the rewind function in order to make as clean edits as possible. And we'll get to that when I show you some editing. GoldWave is like the APH recorders in the sense that when you rewind and fast forward, you'll hear chatter. Now, I think that's it for this menu.
Okay. Button.
So now we're going to go
cancel.
Over to the next
help.
Menu here.
Button.
So I'm going to do a right arrow.
Record. Two.
Next tab. I'm in the record options. And we'll tab down through these.
Recording options. Monitor input. Checkbox. Unchecked.
It'll show a visual display of when you're recording of meters. I leave this unchecked. GoldWave's meters are not, they're not really accessible in terms of seeing the actual value of the dB that you're recording, but it doesn't matter because you can, there are other ways to find that out, which we can go through.
Recording up.
Yes.
Is it possible to maybe plug in a cassette recorder?
Yes. Yeah. And that has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with GoldWave. It has to do with where you set the settings on your sound card, whether you're recording from a mic input or a line input as your source. So yes, you can record off of a CD player. You can record off of a tape recorder.
Control key safety. Checkbox. Uncheck.
Control key safety. I've never figured out what this actually is supposed to do. So I just leave it unchecked. I don't even bother.
That's for when you want to press the control key in order to enable recording. And when you lift the control key, it stops the recording.
Recording options. Set finish marker and stop. Checkbox. Check.
That's fine. We'll leave that. We'll get into finish markers in a second, but leave that as it is.
Recording options. Show settings window. Checkbox. Check.
Show settings window. You can check that or not. It's not necessary. It's checked by default here.
Delayed recording. Timer.
I've never used it. This is, you can set GoldWave to record at a specified time. You know, like a VCR.
Delayed recording. So let's record mode. Bounded to selection.
Right. This is the one that you want to change. This is recording mode bounded to selection. When you make a recording with GoldWave, when you first open a file, it's going to ask you how long you want the file to be. Do you want it to be 5 seconds, 10 seconds, a minute, an hour, 2 hours? You've got three radio buttons here. And the one that you want to arrow down to with your down arrow key is
record mode, bounded and looped, radio button, record mode, unbounded.
Unbounded.
Radio button.
Which means as long as you have enough hard drive space, you can record till the cows come home. And you're all set.
Okay.
So if you limit it to any of the other two, does it warn you? I mean, does it?
No, it doesn't warn you. If you limit it to record to bounded, and you say, okay, I'm going to record for 5 minutes, and you go over 5 minutes. Over 5 minutes, you won't be recording after 5 minutes. So you want to leave it as unbounded, so you don't have to worry about that.
If you were going to record from a line-in source, and you had the radio on, for example, and you wanted to record only 1 hour.
That's true, actually. She's got a point. That's right. She's got a point.
So you can switch the setting.
You can switch it. Yeah, I usually leave it as unbounded because I don't want to worry. Yeah. I don't have to worry about it.
Let's say you're about to record something from a radio, whatever you're recording. Can you sort of like pause it until whatever you're about to record starts? Mm-hmm. Once you start, or does it record as soon as you make those selections?
You make the selections, and then you actually have to start recording. Once you've opened a new file, which we'll go through, then you actually have to start recording something. Once you start a recording, you can actually pause. There is a pause control in GoldWave. It's control F7, which will pause and then start recording again.
And is it a toggle?
Yes, it is. Let's go to
Help. Record. Two.
The next tab, I'm right arrowing here.
Volume. Three.
Volume. This is a quick and easy way to get into the record, the record options in your Windows volume control. This will not deal with any of the play options, but this will deal with the record options from within GoldWave. So if you don't want to go to your, to programs and
start settings,
control panel, audio, you can do and. We're going to see which is checked in here because I want to check microphones since we're going to be using Mika's binaural microphones to do some test recording here.
Volume device. SB Live. Wave device. One of two.
Now,
combo box.
This is the first thing that shows up here, just like in your Windows volume control, is the sound card that we're using. This is an SB Live. Isn't that the sound card part of this computer? I guess there is.
Sound MX Digital Audio. Two.
Yes.
Of two.
Sound MX Digital Audio. That must be the onboard sound card. Yes. We'll go back up to SB Live here.
SB Live.
Now I'm tabbing down.
SPDIF in 75. Edit box.
SPDIF, these are the different devices. These are the different options under the sound card. This is a digital input here, so we're going to keep tabbing.
Select. Checkbox. Checked.
This is checked.
CD Digital. 75. Edit box.
75. Now these are percentages. If you were in your sound card controls, these would actually be numbers like 1 to 250 or whatever. In GoWave, it's shown as percentages.
Select. Checkbox. Unchecked. MIDI. 100.
MIDI.
Edit box. Select.
We're going to add down to microphone.
CD audio. 75. select line in 75. Yes. Xbox.
That's line in. You're recording from a line in source.
Select.
That's percentage.
Check box.
Yes.
Correct. Uncheck.
Correct.
Microphone.
Microphone. 94. Here we go.
Edit box.
We'll put this to 100.
But if you set the mic to 100%, won't you get a lot of feedback?
It depends on, no, the issue in terms of how good the mic sounds is basically determined by the sound cards tend to have a higher impedance than a lot of microphones, so that's why some microphones aren't as hot when using them with sound cards. So this is set to 100, so we're gonna check this, see if it's checked.
Select.
I think it is.
Check box. Unchecked.
It is unchecked, so we'll hit space bar.
Space. Checked.
And check it.
Auxiliary. 75.
Auxiliary, don't worry about that. Let's tab
select
down here.
Select TFD in. 75.
More digital inputs.
Select wave. 100. Edit box.
Wave, you would use this setting, wave, if you were to record, say, let's say you wanted to record, you want to record something that's coming through your sound card. Let's say you're listening to the internet and you want to record your favorite, you want to record your favorite baseball game. So you would check this setting if you wanted to record something that was streaming over the internet. Let's go down.
Select.
Here.
Okay. Button.
All right.
Help.
I'm going over
button.
The next tab.
Volume. Right. Visual. Four.
Visual. I don't even worry about these.
Device. Five.
Device. I just want to go down and make sure that I've got the correct sound cards are set here.
Quality. One primary sound driver. One of three. Combo
right.
Box.
I don't. My guess is that the SB Live is the primary sound driver, but just to be sure, I'm going to do a down arrow.
Two SB Live. Wave device. Two of three.
So, just to make sure that all the things are on the same page here.
Quality. PCM 16-bit. One of three. Combo box.
That's fine. We'll leave that as default. With newer sound cards and like Windows XP, you can record very high quality files like 192 kilohertz sampling rate, but you better have a damn big hard drive. Recording at CD quality, which is 44,000 kilohertz, CD quality file, 1 minute takes 10 megabytes of disk space. This is why we have 400 gig hard drives these days. Let me tab down here, and then we're going to show you how to record a file.
Prep for latency, yes. 0.70. Edit box.
Pre-buffer latency, don't worry about it.
Playback. Alternative playback initialization. Checkbox. Unchecked.
Don't worry about that, unless you have problems with GoLive, which you shouldn't.
Quality. One primary sound capture driver. One of three.
We're going to do.
Combo box.
We're going to arrow down here again to SB Live.
Two SB Live. Wave quality. PCM 16-bit. One.
That's
three.
Fine.
Combo box. Enable joystick control.
Now.
Checkbox. Unchecked.
For any of you who have a computer with a game port on it, you can actually, and I've never done this, but if you've got one of those old joysticks, you can actually hook it up and use it to, like, record, rewind, fast forward. Use that to run GoldWave to control it. All right. I think we're almost done here.
Okay. Button.
So let me hit enter.
GoldWave.
Now what I'm going to do is show you how to record a file. Mika just handed me this microphone. This is a very funky type of microphone. These are called binaural mics.
Yeah.
It's two mics that go in your ears. We're not going to record in stereo because most mic jacks on computers are not stereo, by the way. So if you want to make a stereo recording, you need to use the line-in jack and probably some kind of preamp. But these mics actually go in your ears. So basically, if you record and play them back, particularly through headphones, what you've recorded, it actually sounds like you are there.
Oh,
so if
wow.
Brian Charleston was wearing these microphones and walking down Galen Street in Watertown, and he was recording with his mini disc recorder or whatever little recorder he's got in stereo, and we played that back through headphones, we'd hear the traffic on Brian's right or on his left. We'd hear cars going by. We'd hear people yelling at him to get out of the way or whatever the case may be. So now we're going to record a file. So I'm going to do a Control-N to make a new file. And I'll show you the settings here.
New sound. Number of channels. Two stereo. Two of two.
All right. That's,
combo box.
This is a combo box. It's asking me, do you want to record a file in stereo or mono? We're going to go to mono because...
One mono.
This
one of two.
A mic jack's usually mono anyway, so it'll only...
By definition, that will make half the size file.
Correct. So your file, a one-minute file will only be 5 megabytes in size.
Does the mono file sound okay?
Yeah, I mean, the only difference is it's you're not getting a stereo image. It sounds beautiful. I mean, like, when I record Vibebug meetings, I never record in stereo.
When you play them back, do you hear them as mono or as stereo?
Mono. But it comes out of both ears or both speakers. If you wanted to record in stereo, what you would need to do is you would need to use the line-in jack on your sound card, and you would need to get a stereo microphone preamp. And obviously a stereo mic, and then you could record in stereo with no problem.
Some mics have built-in, like, for example, a Sony ECM-907 is a nice little built-in portable stereo mic with a preamp built-in.
But actually, that's not enough preamp to run a line level. That won't get a mic up to line level. You actually need a separate preamp. Let's continue on here.
Edit box. Sampling rate, 44,100.
Okay, this is CD quality. Sampling rate, 44,100 hertz. We're going to leave it there for now because I want Amy to sound the best that she can sound.
Edit box. Initial file length, HHMMSS.
Now, we don't have to worry about this because we've already told GoWave to record unbounded, so we don't even have to worry about what the initial file length is going to be. I can set it to 1 second. It doesn't even matter.
1:00:00:00. Combo. Edit box. Presets key. 0.
Now, these are presets. If you don't know what sampling rate you want to use, you can go through some of these. There's one that says FM radio, for example, which is like 16,000 hertz. There's one that says telephone quality. I usually leave it if I've got enough file space. If I want to make a good recording and I know that I'm going to convert it later to another format, like MP3 or something, I'll do it at CD quality, and it works out fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Gold Wave. T-Wave View. Multi-document window.
Now we're going to start recording and see if this works. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold down my control key and hit the F9 key, which will start us recording. And you'll actually hear it say record.
Record. Record properties. Custom control. Device.
All right. This is a little bit older computer, so.
Gold Wave.
There we
go. T-Wave View.
So now hopefully we're recording. We're going to see if this works. And you want to say something, Amy?
This is a test of the emergency broadcast.
All right, let's now stop the recording by hitting a Control F8.
Stop recording.
Okay, that's stopped. Stop. And now we're going to hit the play. There's two ways to play a file in GoWave. If you look around, if you look along the top function keys in GoWave, the top of the row of function keys, you've got a very nice setup. F4 is play. F5 is rewind, F6 is fast forward, F7 is pause, and F8 is stop. So let's play this and see if it actually works.
Play.
Nope.
Can I make a suggestion that we use the files you already have?
That's what we'll do. Exactly. That's what we'll do.
Okay.
That's what we'll do. Let me find these files.
Shortcut to MP3S, 37 of 40.
All right. Enter.
Windows applause.
All right, hold on.
Mid promo. Applause.
Let's find the first one I want to open here, which is Cooking in the Dark.
Blind Mice Break Music. Bridge 1. Cooking in the Dark. 5.
That's what I want.
Gold Wave.
So now, let's play this file and see if it works. I'm going to hit my space bar.
Okay, bacon, cheese.
Lemon juice,
salt, pepper.
Okay, that's
salt,
it.
Pepper. All right. Broth.
Now, we've got a file open here. Let me explain to you a little bit about... Well, first of all, before I do anything else... I'm going to be working on this file. You want to always save a backup of your file. So the best thing to do in this case is I want to select this entire file with a Control A.
Copy to clipboard.
I'm going to take this whole file and open up a new window and put a copy of this file in the window. So I'm going to do Control P for paste new.
Paste new.
All right. So now I'm in the copy of the original file.
You couldn't just do a save as and rename it?
You could do that too, but this saves that step because you could say do save as and rename it. But that save it because now I can just do a Control F6.
Play.
Go
stop.
Back to the original file and close it.
Play.
Okay. Stop.
So much. Okay. Wave view. Play.
Okay. Bacon cheese.
Okay. So stop. Now we have a copy of this file, and so we can work on it, and we don't have to worry about the original. The original's still there. Now let me explain something about GoldWave. GoldWave uses what are called markers to edit your file. There's a start marker and a finish marker. And those are the only two things that you worry about when you're doing editing in GoldWave, where the position of those markers is. When you open a file up by default, your start marker's at the beginning, your finish marker's at the end. And the way that you edit that file is you will move those markers and put them around the parts of the file that you want to delete. So let's just start playing this file. I'm going to hit my space bar.
Okay, bacon, cheese.
Lemon juice.
Lemon juice, salt, pepper.
Salt, pepper, and broth.
Broth. We're good to go. Broth I'm going to make.
You are?
Yeah, just with bouillon.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Okay, all right.
Are you ready, Mr. Campbell?
I'm ready.
He's ready.
Bye.
Welcome to...
Okay, now, I just hit your pause, which is F7. That all that stuff at the beginning, I want to get rid of it, because that's not part of my final production, because I'm going through here what I'd be doing if I was actually fixing this show for air. This show is played on the Internet and is played by a couple of radio rating services across the country. So I just hit my pause control. Now I'm going to hit my F5 for rewind.
Rewind. On.
I just hit pause again, and now I'm going to hit my start marker key, which is a left bracket key.
Start marker.
All right. So now, if I either hit my space bar or my F4 key, which are the two ways to play the file will not start from the beginning. It will start from where I put the start marker. So let's hit the space bar.
Welcome to Cooking in the Dark. My name is Cheryl
Perfect.
Cummings.
Perfect.
And I'm going to introduce
Let me hit
you
stop
to
this.
Man.
Stop.
Now, as you can see here, I've just put the start marker. The finish marker is still at the end of the file. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to use my trim control, which is a control T, which is the shortcut. And it's going to cut everything outside of the markers. So it's going to cut everything outside the selection that we have highlighted, which is from where she says, welcome to Cooking in the Dark, to the end of the file. Now, just to show you the difference here, let me show you how long the file is right now. I'm going to do, this is a Windowize hotkey that works with the Windowize set files. I'm going to do an Alt-L.
1008.274.
Now we're going to do a trim, wow, which is Control-T.
Trim.
Now we're going to do the Alt-L again to see how long the file is.
Left paren 940.648, right paren.
If we do a Control-A to select the entire file and do a play again.
Welcome to Cooking in the Dark. My name is...
Bingo. So we've just gotten rid of that.
Tim, can you explain the difference between the trim and just some command to delete?
Yes. The difference is that the trim basically is like a delete command, but it deletes everything that's outside of the markers, of the start and finish marker.
So we could have either put that left bracket
at the beginning
of the whole file
and put the right bracket right before she says, welcome to Cooking in the Dark, and done a delete. Or you could have used this trim command. So like Windows, there's multiple ways to do the same thing.
How do you keep the, the sound of JAWS from going into what you're recording, by the way?
If you are recording using either the line-in or using a microphone, you won't get JAWS in the recording because you're not using that source as your recording source.
Do you have to wear, headphones? Because otherwise, if you had speakers playing JAWS into the room... Then
if you had speakers playing JAWS in the room, yes. You can change. The start marker is your left bracket key. The finish marker is your right bracket key. Now, you can move the start and finish markers. You can place them by using the left bracket and right bracket keys, but you can also move them. You can move your start marker by using a shift left or shift right arrow, and you can move your finish marker by using a control shift left or control shift right arrow. So I'm going to start playing this file, and I'm going to start moving the start marker, and you will hear as I'm playing that the file will jump ahead as I'm playing it, just to give you an idea.
Welcome to Cooking in the Dark. My name is Steve, the man who proves every Dale Campbell.
Four. Now, 34 is please bow your head.
I'm just holding down my shift key and hitting my right arrow.
The Houston Astrodome, Earl Campbell. Earl was the man. In fact, he's the only player.
Stop.
No, it's not a fast forward. This is fast forward.
Earl was the man.
Fast forward.
That's fast forward.
Stop.
The reason that you've moved the markers is if you're doing very precision editing, this actually moves the actual...
It just moves the current marker.
Okay. This moves the current marker.
What are the... forward as opposed to a fast forward.
Correct. Right. Yes, but you would also use this when you're editing because you can move the markers in very large or very small increments.